You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Actually, it's the lead play in our offense.
Yes, a YN or a tight end to open up somewhere between 6 feet and 9 feet. Get an isolation with the linebacker. You tell the tackle to take the defensive end if he's over him. If he's not, to drive down on the first man to his inside. If the YN has the linebacker taken out, he cuts inside. If the YN has the linebacker in, he comes all the way around. If you look at this play, we're trying to get a seal here and a seal here.
Try to run this play in the alley. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to a little midday PTA. Just going to get on here and do a quick mock draft. I've been talking to the Pro Football Network on Twitter and wanted to try out their mock draft database, I guess you could say, their simulator. Wanted to kind of give it a whirl because I'm still needing to compile several more mock drafts to kind of get the information I need to finish out my draft board, that type of thing. So that's kind of the whole purpose here. It's going to be rapid fire. I've got to be done here in about 40 minutes. So we're going to go really, really quick. Probably won't be much interaction with the chat. And the reason being, it's an important reason. We got enchiladas in the oven, all right? We got to get those enchiladas out in time. So United Bates in here says, sneaky, let's go. Love it, man. Notifications are clutch. That's right, guys. If you're a sub to the channel and you turn those notifications on, you'll know when we just randomly go live like this. Tim may be joining us in a second, too. So Eric Sutherland comes in here hot, and he asks just a real simple question, if I could find it here. He says something along the lines of, this is what happens, Eric, when rain hits East Tennessee and you got to take the rest of the afternoon off, man. You can get in here and do a little mock drafting. So hopefully you guys can see this okay. Again, we're going to use Pro Football Network's mock draft simulator, okay? And I've never used this one on the show before, so I'm going to go ahead and kill my cam and let's go full screen here real quick. And let's just get right to it. I've got my board as a quick reference as well. Hopefully you can see these names okay. I apologize for the ads. There's nothing we can do about that. I'm actually in communication with them right now to see if they plan on coming up with some kind of subscription to get rid of the ads. I think that would be cool. But nonetheless, let's get this thing cranked up and see what we got going on here. Obviously, Caleb Williams was taking number one. We're going to go rapid fire. Look like the quarterbacks were flying off the board there. If we take a quick glance back, let's just hide that. We're not going to do any trades. We're going to go rapid fire. Caleb Williams 1, Drake May 2, Jaden Daniels 3. And I think, yeah, J.J. McCarthy went to the Jets at 10. Let's see if there's any more quarterbacks flying off the board. I think that's it. Nope, Michael Penix Jr. to the Vikings. So there you go, man. I think we're going to be sitting pretty nice here. We're going to try to use their database as far as their best prospects available, they being the Pro Football Network. And let's just kind of see what we have here. I want to make sure you guys can still hear me in here. Yeah, it looks like you can. Nobody's saying Clayton can't hear you, so we should be good. So what I want to do is kind of look at their top five, maybe top 10 prospects, and then refer back to my board and see which one I have higher. Okay, so that's going to be kind of the plan here. So on the clock at number 25, and for those of you on the pod, I'm going to do my best to explain, you know, who's on the board, that type of thing. So it's very interactive for you guys and gals as well. All right. So on the board, We're obviously picking 25th. We've got the 22nd best prospect, according to Pro Football Network's database here. That's Byron Murphy, defensive tackle out of Texas. I know he's real high on my board. Chop Robinson is also available out of Penn State, edge defender there. Nate Wiggins, cornerback. Cooper DeJean, the darling of the hour here, safety. They've got him listed as a safety. Some think he's a safety. Some think he's the best slot defender in the draft. Others say, you know, he could play outside if you need him to. I think he's more of a slot safety type guy. But Cooper DeJean's there. Graham Barton's there. Kool-Aid McKinstry's there. There's all kinds of big names here. Those are the ones that really piqued my interest the most. So I'm just going to refer back to my draft board real quick, and let's see where we got Byron Murphy first of all. I've got Byron Murphy in the 18 spot. I've got Chop Robinson in the 11 spot. So Chop is hands down the best prospect available right now, to the best of my knowledge. Let's see where we got Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid McKinstry's in the 20 spot. So right here, with the way the draft fell, I'm going to have to go Chop Robinson here. So we're going to draft edge defender Chop Robinson out of Penn State. Some think he can play Sam. I think he's just more of an edge defender. I think the value is too good there. Again, they've got him in the 23 spot, so it's well worth it according to the Pro Football Network, and it's also the best pick according to my board. So we'll just go ahead and share that. One thing I want to say, if you hear the pups bark over here, I'm on puppy duty right now, so they're liable to lose their mind at some point. I apologize for that. But here we go. Chop Robinson with the number 25 pick. Let me grab me a notepad so I can keep up with what we have drafted here and not lose sight of it. So we went edge, first pick. All right. We're on the clock at number 41. I think I'm more excited about the 41st pick than I am the 25th pick, to be honest with you. To see what kind of value may or may not drop to them at 41 and even in the 50s, where we're picking again, 58. Those two picks I'm really, really excited about. I think I'm more excited about the second day of the draft than I am the first day. So we got Tim hopping on here with us now. So Tim in the house. Tim, can you hear me, sir? We are live. Do not say anything about my mama on here, all right?
I would never disrespect your mother, Clayton.
All right, there you go. I appreciate that.
I'm over here eating a late lunch, man, so I'm going to mute my mic so I'm not smacking.
You're good, man. Hey, the reason I'm going early, I just told them I got enchiladas in the oven, so we got to get that.
There we go.
That's right. And we got people in the chat. If you want to throw these chats up there from time to time, that's totally cool, Tim. Look at Eric Sutherland, part-time Tim. You love it.
Hater.
I'm telling you, man. So with the 25th pick, we had Chop Robinson fall to us, Tim. I took him. He's the 11th best prospect on my board. And again, my board isn't finished, but as it sits right now, he's the 11th best prospect. So really like that pick. The choice was really him, Byron Murphy, and Kool-Aid McKinstry as far as how my board sits. So we snatched Chop Robinson up. We're going to keep that heavy rotation of edge defenders going as Preston Smith gets a little bit older here and possibly moves on next year. We'll see how that plays out. So here we are in the 41 spot. Best players available. Tim, you ain't going to believe who's number two, man. It's my man, Tyler Newbin. We've got Bo Nix, quarterback out of Oregon. We got Tyler Newbin, safety out of Minnesota. We got Ladd McConkey, wide receiver out of Georgia. Tavondre Sweat out of Texas, obviously had the legal issues here lately. Trey Benson, running back out of Florida State. Adiza Isaac, edge defender from Penn State. That's Chop Robinson's buddy there. You got Troy Franklin, wide receiver out of Oregon. Max Melton, cornerback out of Rutgers. Tim, they've got Max Melton in the 47 spot on Pro Football Network. That's kind of cool. So a little bit of an outlier there. You guys know I've got him significantly lower than that. And then you got Cooper Beebe down there as well. There's Edgerrin Cooper. Look who's at 51, Tim. Ennis Raikstraw Jr. So there's
dog right there.
So according to the Pro Football Network, you know, if you're going to try to take Ennis Raikstraw Jr., and listen, I've heard a lot of people here lately, Tim, they're backing you up, bro. They're saying it's an attitude thing, that he plays with physicality. He plays with a chip on his shoulder. He's just one of those guys that's just kind of tough nose, right?
And yeah, that sounds like he would fit in good in a Halfley defense, right?
Bingo, yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see just how high he's taken or how far he slips. I think whoever takes him, just based off what I've heard, I think it was Greg Cosell said the word that comes to mind for him, and the same exact thing that DJ said, Daniel Jeremiah, was competitive. This guy is a competitor. That really kind of piques my interest. So anyway, let's look at the top here. We're going to try to keep it within the top five and see, or top five or 10, and see who is the best prospect on my board. Tyler Newbin, obviously sitting there. I've got Tyler Newbin in the 33 spot. So that's the leader of the board right now. Ladd McConkey, wide receiver out of Georgia. Let's see where we got old Ladd at here. Let's see where this Ladd is. He's in the 50 spot. So obviously Tyler Newbin still in the lead. Tavondre Sweat on my board. We have Tavondre Sweat. I was thinking he was a little bit lower. Now he's in the 31 spot, so he's slightly higher than Tyler Newbin. They're in the same tier. But again, legal issues. It's a pass for me on Tavondre Sweat until the fourth round. That's just kind of how do you see that, Tim?
I'm kind of there with you, you know. Like if he's on the board, you know, mid to late rounds, it might be something to kind of scratch your head and think about rolling the dice, but right. I'm not going to reach for him at this point.
Yeah, I completely agree. So we got Trey Benson, running back, right? Let's see where I've got him on my board because I know I've got him fairly high. He's the best running back as it sits right now in the 38 spot, so Tyler Newbin's still higher than him. And when you hear people say they're taking players off their boards, it doesn't mean they're taking them completely off their boards, guys. It means they're taking them off their first-round board, their second-round board, whatever, right? They're now going to label it with, okay, if he's there in the sixth round, we'll take a shot. That'll be worth the risk, right? And maybe he can get it straightened up. But let's see here. Adiza Isaac. Let's see if I can find Adiza Isaac real quick. I'd like to see where he's at because, again, Tyler Newbin's in the lead right now. Adiza Isaac on my board. He is an edge defender. Is he that low or am I overlooking him?
I have him in the 60s on mine overall.
Gosh. Guess where I've got him, Tim?
Where?
144.
Woo! 144. See, shows what I know, right?
No, you know what it tells me? They've got him this high, right? They've got him in the 45 spot. I've got him at 144. Could have been a mistake on my part. So I'm going to write that name down and go double check. I did it the other day with the wide receiver out of LSU, Michael Thomas, and everything checked out. So Adiza Isaac, I've got to go back and look at. All right.
I haven't done much in-depth digging into the edge group as much as I'd like to. So I could be off on that too. And again, I'm not the big college football guy, so I would defer to you. You're probably more accurate than I am on this one.
Yeah, and I'm one of those college football fans. I've got a couple favorite teams. I'll watch ball on Saturday, but I'm really watching to see who the next great players in the NFL are, right? That's the main thing that I do too. So let me just try to comb through here real quick and find Matt. Yeah, I've got Max Melton in the 177 spot, so that's a no-go for me. Rook, Ororo, I think is how you say it. Yeah, defensive lineman. Where is he at? Because I had him fairly high. Oh, another name that's been mentioned a lot here lately. It kind of reminded me Brandon Dorless. They're saying that Dorless should be mentioned up there with the top defensive lineman. I was hearing DJ talk about that the other day. I was like, holy cow. So it's going to get interesting on draft night. But again, Ororo, I think is how you say it. He's in the 65 spot. So this is pretty simple for me, Tim. I'm going Tyler Newbin here. He's hands down the best on my board. He's the second best available according to Pro Football Network. I'm going to pull the trigger here on Tyler Newbin with the 41st pick. Surprise, surprise, right? So let's see here. Number 58, no trades. In the 58 spot, let's see who we got available here. We've got Ororo. We got Edgerrin Cooper, linebacker. We've got Leonard Taylor, defensive lineman. We got Cam Kitchens, safety. We got Michael Hall Jr., defensive tackle. We got Kamari Lassiter, cornerback out of Georgia. We got Braylon Trice, edge defender out of Washington. Ben Sinnott, tight end out of Kansas State. And we just selected, what was it we took here? I know it's going to show us. If we go back, we went safety. So we've went edge and safety so far. Tim, what do you think right here, man? What position would you be looking at? You may be muted, sir.
Sorry,
you might be chewing too.
Yeah, I'm over here smacking on Doritos. I would go O-line or D-line here, I think.
Okay.
But what about corner? Just, you know me, Mr. Corner.
Oh, absolutely. It's important, man. It's so important. And again, we didn't take one in the first round. Here we are looking, going, where's the corners, right?
Right.
Kamari Lassiter is their best available. They be in the Pro Football Network. Let's see what else we got here. There's Cole Bishop. You got Kalen Carson. That's a name I haven't heard much. Kalen Carson, cornerback, is right there in the wheelhouse. You got to reach a little bit on these corners, it looks like. But like you said before, man, you don't take them early. They slip off the board pretty quick. It looks like we can't sort by specific position, or maybe we can. There we go. Yeah. So best corners available are Kamari Lassiter, Kalen Carson, Chris Abrams-Drain, DJ James, Renardo Green, Mike Sainristil, Josh Newton, Andrew Phillips. heard somebody talking today, Andrew Phillips is going to start soaring up boards. That really kind of piqued my interest a little bit there, okay, too. So that's what they're showing as far as best available there at corner. So
DJ James is one to keep an eye on. I don't know if we go with him at – what are we at? We're picking at 58 here?
Yeah, this is 58.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to see where we got Kamari Lassiter on my board here, because I was thinking he was a little lower when we talked about him the other day. I wasn't as big on him. Of course, the Packers had him in on a visit. Where is Kamari Lassiter? Surely he ain't that low. Holy cow. I must have passed him up. Kamari Lassiter. There's Rake Straw in the 34 spot. I'm going to have to do it. Try not to do it. We're going to have to go control F here. And let's cut to the chase.
We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing. But they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Lassiter. Okay, he's in the 53 spot, and we're picking, what, 58 here? Yep. All right, so Lassiter is in the 53 spot for me. That is the leader right now as far as who we may or may not take here. All right, next would be Kalen Carson. I know he's not up there. DJ James, potentially. I'm thinking I had DJ James a little lower, or maybe I didn't. Yeah, I've got him in the 70 spot. Yeah, so it's still Lassiter. So if we're going corner, it's definitely Lassiter here. Sure. Wait a minute, I had Josh Newton. Yeah, Josh Newton was in the 70s, though, right? Yeah. He's kind of my bailout pick, Tim. Every time I do a mock draft and I don't take a corner within the first three round or the first three picks, I kind of lean on Josh Newton there a little bit later. So let's go back and let's take off corner if we can, and let's just go – let's just go all and kind of take a look. So, Roro, we had him. I think we mentioned it. So, Lassiter's in the 53 spot. Let's see here. Where is our boy at, defensive lineman? I just said it just a second ago. I think he is actually lower. So, yeah, he's in the 65 spot. So, it's still Kamari Lassiter. Edgerrin Cooper, I've got him significantly lower. I know we've talked about that over and over and over here this draft season. Let's see where I've got him at. Jeremiah.
I wouldn't mind Lassiter here, but I you know, I'm not going to push for it.
Right. I wouldn't either, man. I would be totally fine with Lassiter. And, you know, the Packers had him in for a visit for a reason too, right? They could have just been trying to cross him off the board, get some final information, or they might be someone they're really on. Edgerrin Cooper, I've got in the 84 spot, so it's still – Kamari Lassiter right here on my board. Let's take a look at Leonard Taylor, because I think he's fairly high, if I remember correctly. I think he was my third best defensive lineman.
Skion 67 says, you know you're picking Cooper.
No, I am not. I'm actually really low on Edgerrin Cooper. I'm not near as high on Cooper as most people. Leonard Taylor in the 48 spot. And I'm definitely in a minority with that, whoever that comment was from. I promise you that. I understand that too. But I'm just not as impressed with him. So right now, Leonard Taylor in the 43 spot would be the leader in the house, leader in the clubhouse, if you will. Cam Kinchin's significantly lower on my board. Who else we got? Michael Hall Jr. is another one. I know that I've got Leonard Taylor ahead of him. So really what it comes down to, Tim, we've narrowed it down to two picks. I've got Leonard Taylor in the 48 spot, or I got Kamari Lassiter in the 53 spot. When you look at the grade overall, they're in the same tier. So I feel like this is Kamari Lassiter. Do you agree with that?
I would agree with that. No knock on Leonard Taylor, because right. I did make the comment D-line or O-line here possibly. Mm-hmm. Taylor's a beast, 6'4", 300 pounds. I don't know. I just think if we don't grab Lassiter here, I just wonder what type of value we're going to get at corner moving forward.
Yeah.
Would just be my thought.
Gotcha. All right. So let's do it. Let's go Lassiter. Nice. You know,
Carly Ray checking in as well.
What's up, Carly? How you doing? If we went defensive line here, we're agreeing with Pro Football Network. We're going off my board, leaning on them. You get those two together there, I think it's hands down. We need to go Kamari Lassiter here. So let's just go ahead and do it. Kamari Lassiter, cornerback. So we got us a cornerback off the board. All right, now we're just going to kind of utilize their draft setup. I'll try to double-check it here. Let's see here. We're picking at 88. You got Brandon Dorless. I just mentioned him too. Cole Bishop, safety out of Utah. Trayvon Wallace, linebacker out of Kentucky. Jatavion Sanders, tight end out of Texas. You got Roger Rosengarten, offensive tackle out of Washington. Jeremiah Trotter, Jr., linebacker out of Clemson. McKinley Jackson, D-tackle out of Texas A&M. Kalen Bullock, safety out of USC. And then Kyron Amagaji out of Yale. So looking at this, if we were to cross-check. There they go. Somebody's here.
What's up, Lincoln?
It's either Mandy's home or something Mandy bought online just arrived. That's what that is. So, and it's probably the latter. We got Brandon Dorless. I've got him in the 102 spot, right? So with him being in the 102 spot, and then we got Cole Bishop is significantly lower on my board. Trayvon Wallace is the same way. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. So Brandon Dorless, we've got at 102. Jeremiah Trotter Jr., I have got him. And again, I understand he's undersized. I got you. But I'm pretty sure we've got him. Where is Jeremiah Trotter Jr.? Yeah, in the 77 spot. So he is better than Dorless. I'm going to go Jeremiah Trotter Jr. here, Tim. You good with it?
No arguments for me, brother.
Yeah. And I think if you go that route, there's a significant chance that you try to play Quay at the mic in that nickel, right? And kind of have Trotter play more of the wheel. I don't like it from that schematic standpoint, but the player himself, man, I just absolutely love Jeremiah Trotter Jr. I think he would help your defense so much. So Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is the pick right there. You know, some people are probably going, okay, you don't like Edgerrin Cooper, but you like Jeremiah Trotter Jr. I've got Jeremiah Trotter Jr. in the 77 spot. I got Edgerrin Cooper in the 84 spot. And it's significantly higher as far as points, 84 to a 92. So he would be one tier higher there. There you go. So I like this. Skion in the chat says Trotter and then Yale O-tackle. So I agree, Eric, man. People say, you know, Trotter's undersized, but the kid can ball. You turn on the tape, man, and it's like this dude is – I mean, he's ready to play. I don't know. I think he's going to have a great career. I really do.
So. I agree. And we'd be blessed to get him in this draft. I don't know about swinging high for him, but if he falls to us or we get him in a sweet spot like this, I would be ecstatic about that pick.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about creating competition in the linebacker room. It's just absolutely huge. You know, think about it this way. They've got Trayvon Wallace listed as the third best mock, they being the 33rd team. Here on Pro Football Network, they have Trayvon Wallace in the 82 spot. So, obviously, they've seen him as the third best mock as well. Let's look at the rest of – not that we're going to go linebacker. Let's just take a look here. So, it's Trayvon Wallace. You got Tyron Hopper. You got James Williams. Yeah, I would – my pick would be for a linebacker would definitely be Trayvon Wallace here, hands down. But we've already taken a linebacker. We took an edge. We took a safety. We took a cornerback. Let's just kind of look at all. Let's go best player available, right? Brandon Dorless is sitting there, man. They've got him listed as an edge, and this is what's crazy. Daniel Jeremiah was talking about this the other day. He said this whole time we've all been talking edge, edge, edge. He said if you put him to defensive tackle and look at the measurables, he's elite. It's 999 across the board. So that kind of piqued my interest a little bit. Now, Cole Bishop, like I said, is flying up boards. Trayvon Wallace would be a good pick. There's several people here I like. If we're going to keep it in the top 10, though, if you're going to go offensive tackle, you got it between Rosengarten and Amagaji. One thing I was thinking about Rosengarten is I'm pretty sure he fits every measurable, every threshold for the Packers. They've got him at the 87 spot. They got Amagaji at the 93 spot. So if we were to stick to this board here, we would go Rosengarten over Kyren Amagaji. Let's see if we can find him here. I've got Rosengarten in the 83 spot. Let's see if I can find Amagaji. I've got Amagaji in the 51 spot. That's significantly higher. So right now I'm going to say the pick is Amagaji. We know Cole Bishop is quite a ways down on my board. Trayvon Wallace is significantly lower. I think this is it. I think it's Amagaji. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, I'm with it for sure. Whole line, baby. Let's go.
It's just Brandon Dorlus is making this so tough. How far up is Dorlus compared to Amagaji? Or is Amagaji actually might be higher than him? That makes this way easier, dude. That's the case. I don't think that's the case, though, because I think I had Dorlus fairly higher. Let's see here. Let's look for Dorlus. I just want to make sure we're not moving on too quick there. There's Robinson. There's Amagaji. Where is Dorlus at? Maybe he was a little bit lower. Must have been. Yeah, Dorlus is 102. Yeah, it's definitely Amagaji here. Skion in the chat said, yeah, if you'd have listened to me, I could have saved you some time. So, all right, we're going Kyren Amagaji, offensive tackle. So we got us a swing tackle, someone to compete with Rasheed Walker there at left tackle, and may the best man win, the other be the swing tackle. I like that idea. So here we are at the 126 pick, Tim. We got Cade Stover, tight end out of Ohio State. Audric Estime, running back out of Notre Dame. Mekhi Wingo, defensive tackle out of LSU. Dylan Lobby, out of New Hampshire, running back. You got offensive guard Brandon Coleman. You got offensive guard Mason McCormick. Cornerback Kyrie Jackson. Wide receiver Jamari Thrash. Running back Ray Davis. You know, Ray Davis just visited with the Packers. So this – when you see these names start to pop up and you've seen the visits, that's probably the range they're looking at them, right? Somewhere around the 126 spot. So if we were to shift focus, I think right off the bat for me, it's going to come down to these two players right here. It's going to be Mekhi Wingo and Audric Estime. So let me see if I can find Wingo on my board real quick, because I'm pretty sure I had him fairly high if I remember correctly. Mekhi Wingo. Let's just do it. Let's go Control F. Let's go Wingo. I got Mekhi Wingo in the 54 spot. Oof. Holy cow, man. So he's in the 54 spot, and I got Audric Estime in the 42 spot. So I think right here, yeah, I mean, man, that's tough because
we got Sutherland. Wingo is a stud.
I believe it, man. I really do. Again, I got him in the 54 spot. Audric Estime is technically one tier higher than Mekhi Wingo. But when you're talking about bringing in a running back, that's I mean, you just spent all that money in free agency and you got a chance to take a solid defensive lineman or a player that could potentially end up being your third string running back. That's kind of a hard sell, right? I'm going to go Mekhi Wingo here. I like beefing up the defensive line a little bit. I know I'll get no complaint, yeah, Tim, with drafting defense. That's for sure. So.
This was where I honestly, 126 was where I was hoping, Cedric Von Prahn would fall to us, mm-hmm, and we'd go center maybe here. But this draft is shaping up a little differently. So I'm with you. I think Wingo's the dude right here.
Yeah. And Von Prahn is gone. Tim, you did it to me. You made me look at center. Bo Limmer is in the 40 spot for me, and he's available right now.
Nice.
They got him at 138. This is the time to take him if you're going to take him. So that's what it comes down to, is Mekhi Wingo and Bo Limmer or Audric Estime. Those are the three. Tim, I'm going to make you make the decision.
Wingo!
Wingo, all right, we're going defense. That was easy enough. Mekhi Wingo here. Man, that's going to haunt me forever. That's something to keep in mind, though, man. Again, picking in the third round, 169, if somehow, some way, a solid center like that is sitting there, you know, that's a mental note to make. Bo Limmer, if he drops that far, I think he might be on the radar there. So, all right, here we go. We're going to go again. Mekhi Wingo, defensive tackle out of LSU. Got him, so we got us a defensive tackle. All right, rapid fire now, Tim. All the way out the gate here. We're at the 27-minute mark. We're doing good too, man. All right, picking at 169, best player available, Isaiah Davis. We've talked about him, man, the PFF grade. Zone, just a zone monster at running back from South Dakota State. Granted, like we always say, smaller school, less competition. It is what it is, right? Isaiah Davis, running back out of South Dakota State. You got safety Jalen Carlisle out of Missouri. You got safety Kenny Logan Jr. out of Kansas. Linebacker Aaron Casey out of Indiana. Linebacker Curtis Jacobs. You got Javion Cohen, offensive guard out of Miami. Elijah Jones, cornerback out of Boston College. Obviously played for Halfley. I think this might be our running back right here, Tim, Isaiah Davis. Remember when we looked up his PFF grades and everything? He was just like, I know he played against lesser talent, but he couldn't have done anything better. You know what I mean?
Right. I don't mind that here either, taking running back at 169.
Our next pick's 202. I think it's safe to say he'll probably be gone by then.
Oh, yeah.
According to their board, we're getting the 145th best prospect in the 169 spot. So it's
good. The defensive mind in me says Kenny Logan Jr. is tempting here as well.
Yeah, right. We talked about his versatility, didn't we?
Yeah, for sure.
If I remember correctly. Let me see where Kenny Logan is at on my board here. That's one name I haven't looked up much. Let me just take a quick glance and see. Kenny Logan Jr., where are you at, sir? Are you not on my board? I hope he isn't. Oh, if he isn't, we're going to find us another one, Tim. Yep, he is not. All right, so there you go. This is why you do these exercises. Kenny Logan Jr. has got to be added to my board. Kenny Logan. All right, so we'll go Isaiah Davis here since we know what we got without him, you know, without the other being worked up on my board. So we're going running back in the 168 or 169 spot, Isaiah Davis out of South Dakota State. So we got us a running back. All right. Now picking at 202. Hunter Norzad, center out of Penn State. You've got safety Thomas Harper out of Notre Dame. You got Dallin Holker, tight end out of Colorado State. You got Jawan Briggs, defensive tackle out of Cincinnati. There's Ulofosio, linebacker out of Washington.
There's a guy.
Yeah, Brevin Spanford, tight end out of Minnesota. There's Vaki sitting there. There's Logan Lee. That's the one we talked about. Got a couple connections to people that work and listen, work on the pod here and listen around the pod. Actually friends with a family member, sounds like, Miss Carly Ray. So that'd be kind of cool if Logan Lee somehow, some way ended up in Green Bay. But if we're looking at these top players here, Ulofosio is the name that I know the most. So let's go to the draft board. I've got him in the 129 spot on my board. And they've got him at 202 here, and we're picking 202. That kind of makes a lot of sense, doesn't it, Tim?
Yeah, that's Jacob's guy.
That is a possum in a dumpster.
That is definitely Jacob's guy. Oh, man. Yeah, I think that's the pick. Let me just make sure Vaki ain't too much higher than him. Again, I got Ulofosio at 129, right? I got Vaki at 166. But Ulofosio in that regard. Let's see where Norzad's at, because I know I put Norzad on. I just don't think he's very high. Yeah, Norzad's in the 171 spot. Thomas Harper, I know he isn't. Talked about Vaki, Logan Lee. All right, let's do it, man. Let's pull the trigger. We're going to go linebacker out of Washington, Edifon Ulofosio. All right, so we got us another linebacker. Linebacker room picked up pretty nice, I think, man. All right, now pick 219. And I think we've got two more picks, I believe, if I remember correctly. So at 219, best available tight end, Dallin Holker, tight end, A.J. Barner, safety, Sean Vaki out of Utah. You got Logan Lee, defensive tackle out of Iowa. You got offensive center Charles Turner III out of LSU. Any of these names grab your attention here, Tim, as we scroll a little bit, man? Just come on.
Not really.
I really like how their mock draft has fallen because I don't feel like anybody fell unrealistically. Do you agree with that? Like,
yeah, definitely.
So that's kind of cool. I'm definitely going to give them feedback on all this for sure.
just go ahead and take Sam Hartman. You know you want to.
I don't think there's enough combs in Brown County up there to keep that hair combed the way he needs it. You know what I'm saying? So there's Gabriel Murphy. Yeah, none of these really grabbed my attention as a late round gem.
Tanner McLaughlin, is he on the board?
What position, Tim?
Tight end.
Tight end. Let's see. Let's take a look real quick. Tanner McLaughlin is gone.
Okay.
Yeah. Vaki again. Where do we have Vaki? I'm trying to think here.
Vaki would be the one guy that pseudo on my radar. We've taken a look at him.
Yeah, he's 166 on my board. That'd okay. be decent. Let's see if I got Logan Lee in here. If I don't, then I need to put him in here. I do not have Logan Lee on my board, so we got to add him. Logan Lee. All right, sweet. All right. So, yeah, I think Vaki's the pick here. You get you another safety. Nobody else is really grabbing my attention. Yep, let's do it. Let's go ahead and select Vaki, safety out of Utah. So we've now taken two safeties. So I like that. And pick 255. This looks like our final pick here, I believe, if I remember correctly. Nope. Yeah, this is it. Yeah, pick 255. All right, best available safety out of TCU, Mark Perry, linebacker Omar Spites out of LSU, Austin Reed, quarterback out of Western Kentucky, defensive tackle Jamri Croma. You got Carlton Johnson, cornerback out of Fresno State, cornerback Quentin Newsome out of Nebraska. None of these names, I don't think I have them on my board. Murphy, I do. I know I got Murphy. Let's see where Gabriel Murphy is. No way, Tim. Is this real? What in the world is Gabriel Murphy doing here, if that's the case? I think we just found one.
Where do you have him?
45th.
What?
That's got to be – there's got to be a mistake there. Gabriel Murphy, 45th. Can you – I can probably do it. Let me do something real quick. Bear with me. I got to see where he's at on the consensus big board because that just doesn't sound right, man, for it to be that far off. Maybe there's an injury we don't know about either, but I've got him as an edge defender.
Ninth overall, according to 33rd team. Ninth overall edge.
Mm-hmm.
33rd team's got him at 61 overall.
That's him then. So 33rd team has him at 61. The consensus big board had him peak at 68, but he's sitting at 109. Well, you're talking about good value. What in the world made him drop on Pro Football Network?
Was he caught smoking the devil's lettuce? Or
It could have been in the giggle bush. I don't know. Allegedly. All right. I'm not putting those rumors out there. That's who we're going with, man. That's too good to pass up on. We took two edges in this. Is that okay, Tim, to take two edges? I guess with the 255th pick it is, right?
I think it is because if you look at his weaknesses, it looks like stuff that's coachable. Like tackling form, they say he's a little stiff in the hips, lack of discipline. Those are things that with the right staff you can work on. So he mm-hmm. might be a good like late round project player.
Yeah.
His strengths are high motor. You know how we like our high motor guys?
Oh, yeah.
First step, quickness and length, and then violent hands. So he's got a good hands, high motor, and quick first step. So that's a guy, in my opinion, that, you know, you definitely take a shot here, especially this late in the draft, right?
You want to know why he's so high on my board? Listen to these PFF grades. 79.7, 83.7, 85.3.
Woo!
6'3", 260. There's got to be something there, man. There's got to be. Let me click on their little coming soon to Green Bay near you. His RAS 9.28, Tim. Like, golly, dude. Yeah, this is a steal. I'm with you. Eric Sutherland said it in the chat. Murphy is a steal here. Let's do it. Let's pull a trigger. I don't know. I can't figure out why he fell. That's interesting. I'll give that back as far as feedback to them for sure. Yeah, do your rant in the chat. Same thing, improvement every year for Murphy. So, all right, Gabriel Murphy it is. So we've
ended up taking that card. Let's go.
Yeah, here we go.
I love it. All right, so do we have one more pick? Was that not 255? That was not 255. All right, so that was 245. So here we are at 255. We got one more to make. Let's see who comes to mind here. Omar Spites, you got Austin Reed, Jaden Crumity. I don't want to get too.
Can we take a gander at long snapper?
Yeah, exactly. Let's go special teams here. We just got kickers and punters, Tim. Sorry, Bob.
Right, I'm just messing with you.
All right, we took two safeties. We took a corner. Why don't we just go with the best available? We took two linebackers. We took an offensive tackle. We did not get an interior offensive lineman. Why don't we take a quick look.
At them guards.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, a Boston College alum, I see.
Oh, how about that? Center, I don't think there's anybody there. No. Let's just take the best guard here. Let's fly blind with it, and let's go with Kyle Hergel out of Boston College. All right, let's do it. Bang. Now we're done. So there is our mock draft. I like that system, and it was pretty smooth. I got to figure out what's up with Gabriel Murphy there, though. That's really, really interesting to me. But, yeah, so.
Kyle Hergel, according to 33rd team, 18th overall guard on their board, 159th overall on their grades.
All right, we'll take it. So that was a lot of fun, man. What I'm trying to do, Tim, is I'm trying to make myself take specific position or not make myself. As we do the mock drafts, if I find myself always taking one position with that first pick, then I want to try to steer away from it in other mock drafts to see kind of how the board falls. So, for example, the first mock draft we did, we took Jerzon Newton, right, a defensive tackle, me by myself the other day. Today we took Chop Robinson, which I think that's a freaking steal right there. So we took Chop Robinson with the 25th pick today. So next time we need to – you'll have no problem with this. Next time we need to make ourselves take a corner with the first-round picks.
Well, I've got a list. And it starts with Ennis Rakestra Jr.
Let me email that over to you real quick. All right, so there you go, guys. Our picks, again, are at number 25. We got Chop Robinson, edge defender out of Penn State. At number 41, we got Tyler Newbin, safety out of Minnesota. 58, we got Kamari Lassiter, cornerback out of Georgia. 88th, we got Jeremiah Trotter Jr. out of Clemson. 91, we got Kyron Amagaji out of offensive tackle out of Yale. You got 126, Mekki Wingo, defensive tackle out of LSU. 169, running back Isaiah Davis out of South Dakota State. 202, Edifon Ulofosio, linebacker out of Washington. Then we went with, is it Sean? Is that Sean Bakke? Is that how you would say that, Tim? S-I-O-N-E?
Yeah, I think so. Sion or Sean? Yeah.
We're just going to say Bakke. Bakke's just such a kick-ass last name. We'll just say Bakke. Bakke, safety out of Utah. Then we went Gabriel Murphy, edge defender out of UCLA. That was just – that felt like we were cheating. We were – that was like taking Mountain Dew from a baby right there. Kyle Hergel, or Hergel, offensive guard out of Boston College. So that is our mock draft there. It was a lot of fun, just a little rapid-fire mock draft. We're still going to go live for PTA tonight at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And just get on here with the guys and whoever else wants to join and just talk a little ball, kind of talk some news, that type of thing. So, Tim, any parting thoughts, man? I hear the enchilada screaming downstairs. The timer's going off. So,
you sure it ain't chili and Mountain Dew?
I tried this one chili and it set my mouth on fire, and I had to drink a 2 liter of Mountain Dew.
I probably will need some Mountain Dew because Mandy got me this really cool set for Christmas. You ever watch the YouTube show Hot Ones where they make them eat the hot wings?
Oh, the hot wings? Yeah, I've seen that.
So she got me like a sample pack of all the hot sauces. Dude, they're amazing. Lord. They're so good. Some of them are, they'll hurt you. But most of them.
Does the sauce come with an extra shirt?
Yeah, exactly. They're really good. So anyway, I'll need that Mountain Dew anyway. So look at this. Chris Ian says Isaiah Davis is going to bust out. I'm assuming that's a good bust out, Chris. It may be a bad, you hear bust, you think bad. But I'll tell you this, man, there's just something about looking at his grades and how effective he was as a zone scheme runner. It kind of – I'm just saying, I'm not comparing size or anything. I'm kind of ignorant in that regard. I could pull it up real quick. Let me do that before we go. Enchilada's going to be burnt, man. He's going to be mad at me, man. Let's see. Isaiah Davis, 6'1", 220. So he's got decent size. But again –
that's what she said.
Walked right into that one. So 22 years old, just turned 22, 6'1", 220. His PFF grades, 86, 89, 94. He was the highest graded running back in all of college football last year. So nice. I think that's a good bust out, I believe. So, yeah. It's Sione.
Sione Bakke. According to Dave here in the chat.
God, you know what that kind of reminded me of, Tim, was if I can find it here. I know we've got it, but As soon as I read that off, I thought,
on my knee.
See, on my knee, Vaki. Got it.
Who?
Exactly. All right, we're out of here, guys. Thanks for dropping through, man. We had like 230 people in here at one time. Awesome. Y'all making us a part of your day. Don't get fired if you're at work. Don't be caught looking, you know, watching YouTube there at your desk. Don't get in trouble. I know Emilio ain't working right now. He said he might hop in here, but I don't know, Tim. That guy. This guy right here, man.
This guy.
Yeah, so any parting thoughts, Tim?
No, see you guys tonight. PTA Live, couple hours.
Absolutely. Look forward to it, man. We'll come up with some good topics, too. There's a lot of stuff to talk about for sure. I love how people are, there ain't nothing to talk about in the offseason. We got plenty of stuff to talk about, man. There's just a ton of stuff going on and all the smoke screens and everything. I love it. It's funny. It's more of a comedy show with the chat and all their comments in the evening. Sometimes a football podcast breaks out in here. You never know. So
Every once in a while.
Everybody have a great day. We'll see you tonight. For those of you listening on the pod, thank you for making us a part of your day. As always, let's go out and be the change we want to see in the world. And go, Pack, go.
It's a power sweep. Actually, it's the lead play in our offense.
We ask our YN or a tight end to open up somewhere between 6 feet and 9 feet. Get an isolation with the linebacker. Tell the tackle, take the defensive end if he's over him. If he's not, to drive down on the first man to his inside. If the YN has the linebacker taken out, he cuts inside. If the YN has the linebacker in, he comes all the way around. If you look at this play, where we're trying to get a seal here and a seal here and try to run this play in the alley.